And the first is from Romans 6, verse 3 to 4. It says, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? That's the beautiful, symbolic, and special thing that spiritually, as you go under, we say you die with Christ and you rise with Christ. You were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. And that's this incredible celebration today. So baptism is the most special thing to do when you've given your heart over to the Lord. And in a walk with Christ, it symbolizes the new life. And so the word baptizo in the Greek, this is the Greek word of it, the original is baptizo, and it means to plunge or to be fully immersed. And that's why baptism, when it comes with repentance, is not sprinkling. That's not really found in the Bible at all. It is to be fully immersed underneath water. And that's the picture of Jesus when he was baptized in the Jordan River, being completely immersed underneath the water. And the Bible talks about this in such a beautiful way. And it's this declaration of faith. And so today, everyone being baptized is declaring their faith and their walk with Christ. And it's this outward expression of calling on the name of the Lord to be saved. And so, a few passages. Acts chapter 2 verse 38 says, Peter replied, repent and be baptized. And so we're always very strong on baptism because baptism goes with salvation. It is an important part and almost a seal, according to some scriptures, of our salvation. And that's why whether you've been saved for just a few moments or many years, baptism is so important. It says, repent and be baptized, every one of you. So that's an encouragement to those who have not yet been baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Also a beautiful promise that goes here, according to this scripture, goes with baptism, is that you repent and be baptized and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So today we also pray that as we baptize people, that they'll have a fresh anointing of God's presence and His Spirit just fill them today. Mark 16:16 says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. So just a powerful scripture on baptism. When it comes to Paul's own account of his baptism, he met Ananias. And remember, he was called Saul at that time and he was blind because of the light of Christ that was revealed to him. And he went blind and he meets Ananias, and Ananias speaks to him and he says, after speaking to him about Christ and his salvation, he says in verse 15, you will be his witnesses to all people of what you have seen and heard. And now, I love what he says to Paul. He says, and now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. And so this morning, in a sense, we're saying to everybody here, you know, and everybody else who hasn't been baptized, what are you waiting for? Don't wait too long. Too many times people feel, I'm not ready spiritually yet. And in most cases in the Bible, as soon as they repented, they haven't fixed their life yet. As soon as they repented, they were baptized. So you don't need to wait years or wait until you feel spiritually you've got things on track. As long as you've received Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you've placed your faith in Him, then it's the time to be baptized. So what are you waiting for? And maybe with that question, what are you waiting for? As we baptize people, if you're saying you've never been baptized before and you want to be baptized, you can come and stand at the pool here as well. We'll baptize you this morning.